that thing, that read that article about broccoli?
Hold on 1 second. I moved away from the magazine. Here it is. The ultimate longevity food. This came from, it's called A Healthy You in the Success magazine. Mike Roizen and Dr. Oz do a little blip every month in the magazine. And it's called Live Longer by Slowing Down and Don't Forget the Broccoli. And on the broccoli section, the ultimate longevity food, food is nature's best healing medicine or destructive drug, depending on what you eat. Throughout these columns, we've detailed foods and nutrients you should get to slow your rate of aging. And there's all sorts of things. He goes, but since we're limited by space, let us tell you about our favorite great anti-cancer longevity food, which is broccoli. We knew broccoli was good, but it just got another honor. A compound in it called sulforaphane was given the Golden Walnut Award for helping to protect your organs against blood sugar damage. Just kidding, there's no such award, but keep reading. Sulforaphane turns on anti-breast, prostate, and colon cancer GSTM1 genes. When your blood sugar is chronically high, the cells of your heart, eyes, and kidneys and nerves take a big hit. And hit after hit leads to permanent damage. But when researchers looked at what glucose would do to blood vessel cells in a Petri dish, they saw that sulforaphane muzzled damage by as much as 73%. If broccoli isn't already on your go-to vegetables list, here are a few more good reasons, but not the only ones, to put it there. It's a potent cancer fighter. Scientists have seen compounds in this vegetable stop ovarian, colon, breast, and prostate cancer cells from spreading in a lab and hopefully also in your body by turning on your GSTM1 gene. That gene makes a protein that binds to and causes prostate, colon, and breast cancer cells to commit suicide. It also cuts your risk of laryngeal cancer and inhibits other cancers. It's rich in vitamin C and lutein, and high levels of those can cut your risk of eye damage. It tastes great, is inexpensive, is easy to cook. You can roast, saute, or steam it briefly with your favorite spices and a little canola oil enriched with DHA, and it's easy to find all year. If you live with people who haven't yet developed a taste for it, hide it in marinara or pesto pasta sauce. The best way to cook it and keep it a shiny bright green is to shock it with cold air immediately after cooking. Don't run it under water right after. It will absorb that water and taste and look mushy. But put it high up in a refrigerator on a rack so air can get to it. That stops the cooking and keeps it bright green. You can do this whether you steam, saute, or roast it. But to get the most from your broccoli, steam it to preserve its health-giving compounds and eat it with a little fat to allow your body to absorb them best. How about that?
That's pretty good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, the last little blip is, now that you know how to do it, go do the slow down workout. It's really easy. And enjoy some broccoli. And then in parentheses he put, and apples, onions, and inexpensive mustard every day right afterward. He's talking about turmeric and Indian foods. You know, they have that curried food stuff and nutrients like quercetin found in onions, tomatoes, garlic, and apples. So, very good. All righty. Well, I...
Excellent info. And we're right close to time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
It's a busy day.
Everybody's got things going on today.
Yep,
they do. So, thanks again, everybody. And... coming in on our new number. Let's spread the word a bit about the new number.
Thanks. Good call.
Yeah. Thanks, Anita. Y'all have a fun day today and enjoy and have a good lifestyle. Happy lifestyle day.
The office isn't open, but I've got to go anyway. So.
Okay. Y'all take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.